Good morning, and what a morning we shall have together. When the Melbourne earthquake rumbled and the avalanche began, there was no force in football or in nature that could halt its glorious progress. It happened so suddenly, its hapless victims had no chance to react, let alone respond. They were utterly and completely overwhelmed before they had cause to either cover up or to run or to counterattack. As helpless as the souls caught in the path of Vesuvius, as defenceless as Alderaan in the shadow of the Death Star. It was total annihilation. Ruthless destruction, the likes of which grand final lore has never witnessed. And perhaps this is the way of curses and the biblical force required to break them. To glean the full understanding is a choice of what you believe in, the forensic analysis or the mystic force. The sacred timeline picks up at the 16-minute mark of the third quarter, and the temptation yesterday was to rush to that point and ignore all that had gone before. Consecutive contests gave you the context. It gave you the mood. Max Gawn had been thrown over the boundary by Caleb Daniel and stood over by the smallest man on the field. Then Max failed to mark going back with the flight over Bailey Williams. Melbourne had been outscored 8-3-1-1 since quarter time, and they're trailing by 19 points. Simon Goodwin is pensive on the boundary. He's obviously stressed. And just over his shoulder, you can catch a glimpse of Marcus Bontempelli taking a drink during a fateful breather on the bench. In the next 114 seconds of game time, Melbourne will kick 3 goals and close the margin to a point. Yet that is not the most remarkable phase of the third quarter. Freeze the replay with precisely 1 minute on the clock. Melbourne leads by a goal. The ball is on centre wing in the hands of Ben Brown. The game will inevitably be on knife's edge coming into the final term. Except that in the next 45 seconds of game time, Melbourne will kick 3 goals and blow the game to smithereens. It is barely possible to conceive, and it is phenomenal to relive. From the moment you pick up the replay, Melbourne kicks 16-4-1. And as you'll well know by now, that's 100-7. An onslaught immediately cast into legend, a sequence that might be etched from Fritsch to McDonald's. It's a rampage of centre square breaks and bulldozing runs. Footy scientists will drown in the data. But the footy spiritualists might imagine the combined power of Barassi and Danaher, of Steins and Flower, of Lyon and Neitz coming together, channeled through the likes of Gawn and Petrarca, Oliver and Viney. I'll leave you to your own beliefs to savour and decipher it however you choose. The only thing I'd ask is that you share it. 1300 736 736. And you can text 0433 98 11 16. In the morning sunshine the day after, you kept walking past those whose hearts beat true. You couldn't turn a corner yesterday without your eye being caught by the red and the blue. They spoke of wonderment and serenity. They recounted the halftime walk around the block as the stress levels soared. Above all, they spoke of the sense of disbelief and the desperate need to get back to the replay, to the 16-minute mark of the third quarter as the avalanche began.
Well, they've got to look for a moment, and Harms able to break clear. Rourke Smith trying to tackle. Fritsch will mark this on the chest. It was a beautifully placed ball into the 50 by Harms. Cool heads prevailing, and they were desperately needed. But this shot from Bailey Fritsch, so critical. 35 metres out away to the right. It suits his left boot. He's nursed it home for his third.
Jackson into the middle. Oliver gathers the footy. Hand pass to Petrarca, a clean exit. Kick to full forward. Fritsch on the fly. Thwarted by Max. It won't matter. The number 31's kicked his fourth.
Ben Brown, no one really knew whether to fly or not. Petrarca! Christian Petrarca rises to the moment. He's dribbled one from the pocket. The man built to be a star on grand final day. away.
Inside the final minute of the third term of the Makita Rule, the outdoors clock. Viney up to Petrarca, out the front to Oliver. Links it up with Sparrow from 50 to the teeth of goal. And through! It just kept flying!
Still 25 seconds to go. And it's again a trademark demon release. Jackson Oliver! Straight through the middle for another one. It's a procession of possessions and goals. And the Demons come up smiling again. It is a devastating run before three-quarter time.
As the clock ticks down, the tears well up. Keep your eye on the red and the blue. At the final bell, it's a grand new flag. 57 years of torment eased and a curse lifted as McDonald puts the last flourish straight through the middle. Melbourne are premiers in 2021. The Demons win the Western Grand Final by a stunning 74 points.
I had tears before the game even started. And I was laying on my bed crying, just thinking of just how proud I was of the group. You know, I spoke to them in the team meeting last night and I got a little bit emotional there. Because of how far they've come, you know, 2 years ago we were 17th. It's a long way back to the top, and to play the way we played, it's a big rise.
Lastly, after 57 years of pain, it's coming home.
Tears even before the game started. I don't imagine Simon Goodwin was the only one. 1-300-736-736 to share it this morning. It is a game that needs its meaning found. So David King is on the job. He'll join me shortly and we'll delve into it quarter by quarter and we'll rack up some votes from each term along the way. Robert Craddock on the broader issues of sport, and there have been plenty of them. But this time is set aside to share it. Whatever you believe in as a Demons fan, whether it's the forensics or whether it's the spiritual, let's share it together now. 1-300-736-736. This slot is promised to Kaz in Essendon, who rang after the first pre-season match when there was a bit of down at the mouth about Melbourne. They'd lost to the Bulldogs. She said to be calm, to believe and to hold the faith. She's been right the whole way through. Kaz, congratulations and welcome.
Jared, I'm going to try not and cry, but my voice, as you can hear, I've been celebrating long and hard. Thank you for that intro. That makes me feel, that's amazing. I didn't cry after the game. I drank a lot of champagne. I got the flag and ran up my street singing the theme songs. I don't know what the neighbours thought of this woman. Yeah, it was just amazing. I never wavered. I rang my Robin, who I go to the football with. We spoke at halftime, and I said, "What do you think?" She said, "No, I'm confident, because all year they've been able to do that. They've been able to come back, and they did exactly. They just executed what they had to do." And I think the moment for me was when Harms just took that ball. He intercepted it. And a couple of years ago, he probably would have kicked it anywhere, but he looked up, saw Bailey Fritz lead out and hit him on the chest. And I knew then, and then the wave happened. And it's, I never want to hear 57 years again. And the most thing I'm going to get is, over the years barracking for Melbourne for a long, long time, people would say, oh, you know, they sort of had pity for you. Why do you barrack for Melbourne? You know, now I said, because it's my team, and that's what you do, especially in Victoria. You never change your team. And now I can say, why am I back for my football team? Well, this is it. And I'll never hear those words again, which you used to hear a lot. When did you last win a flag? Well, now I'm going to say 2021, and hopefully more on there. And I am getting my tattoo.
So, Kaz, I'm almost too scared to ask, but where will you get the tattoo and what are you going to get?
Okay, so it's on my calf. I'm getting the Melbourne emblem that they're using, and I'm just having Premiers 2021. And I think Simon Goodwin, they were using a theme this year, was Just Be You. And I just think that just sums up the whole footy club, what the players, what they've been like. And I just want to thank Melbourne for just never forgetting all the supporters in Victoria. And I received an amazing email on Friday. And they got the boys who weren't going to play in the grand final. I don't know how they picked you out or whatever. But I received this video And it was young Toby who he said, and it was personalised. Hi, Karen. We just want to say thank you for all your support over the years and a few other little things. And we'll be hopefully have a win for you on Saturday. And that, I was so chuffed with that as well. So go, Dees. Yeah, it's just hard to explain.
Yeah, Kaz, you've done a pretty good job of it. We've shared the year together. Email me a photo of the tattoo when you get it, Kaz. with a gentle sense of trepidation. I look forward to seeing it. Congratulations. Adam's in Taylor's Hill. Hello, Adam.
G'day, Jared. Adam here. Lifelong Melbourne supporter and, just absolutely wrapped. I'm of a similar age bracket to yourself, Jared. I'm 45 years old, experienced the highs and lows of being a Melbourne supporter early in life. 1987, I was there on that day at the Western Oval when we got over the line by 15 points. And I remember 30 or 40 people standing around Dad's transistor radio, hoping that Jason Dunster would kick that goal. And he did. But 3 weeks later, I was at, Waverley Park.
Yep.
And, in that pocket, I was sitting where Gary Buchanan tore our hearts out. And, sorry, a bit emotional. But,
so you should be.
I was at the 88 Grand Final. I was at the 2000 Grand Final. Go to several interstate games every year. And just what we saw on Saturday night was just amazing. I did have mum and dad over because I was worried their hearts might give out. So I was giving them some care. And to have my mum and dad and my 13 and 14-year-olds who were a similar age to what I was back in 87, it was just a fantastic night.
It's beautiful, Adam. It's beautiful. Yeah. That's what footy should mean.
Yeah, it was awesome, Jared. And it made all Melbourne supporters' hopes and dreams come true, mate. And coming into that last quarter, Demon supporters have always had our hearts ripped out. So we weren't sure that the game was over probably till we got to, 50 points up. So, we were still hanging on the edge. Even though we're 4 goals up and in normal circumstances, the game's over at the start of that last quarter. Until we got to about 50 up, we didn't really start celebrating then. And then it was on. So it's been, fair to say, it's been a big couple of days since then, Jared.
I hope it has been.
Yeah, very, very, very exciting. So.
Beautiful to hear, Adam. Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing the rawness of the emotion with us. Not everybody can. As a 63-year-old, I just don't have the courage to call as I will simply cry and embarrass myself. I'm tearing up as I'm texting you now. God, I love my team. Simone's in Perth. Hello to you, Simone.
Hello, Jared. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. I'll just give you a backstory. I'm a Perth girl who married a Melbourne boy and brought him back here. We've been living here for 35 years now, and he's always stuck to his D's. We've got two boys. One of them followed in his dad's footsteps and has been a long-term Melbourne supporter. And as he wrote in our WhatsApp group, surely being a Demon supporter, growing up for 20 years with cocky Eagles supporters,
yep,
would deem him some compassionate leave to come back, because he now lives in Melbourne. Compassionate leave to watch the grand final, but that was not to be. So Steve and I, we were representative of the all of the Doro Demons back here in Perth. I had to go for a walk. I had to do a lap of the stadium at 5 minutes into the third quarter. I couldn't watch it.
Yep.
Went and got some dinner, came back, sat down, and then it was on. And the joy and the WhatsApping that was just going off in our family WhatsApp group was just crazy. It was absolutely wonderful to see all those guys up close and personal. Well, not really that close, but pretty good. It was just fantastic. And WA got behind the Demons. Like, the last time I was at the, we went to the preliminary final this year, which was fantastic. The one before, our family came over from Melbourne, and wearing a Demon scarf and all those Eagles supporters, we felt like lepers.
Yes,
but this time was a whole different ball game. It was just fantastic. So well done to the guys. You could really see them channeling all the Melbourne people, all the Victorians that couldn't come to the grand final, the Melbourne people before them. It was just wonderful.
Simone, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing it with us. Evan, welcome to you, Evan.
Hey, Jared.
Share your experience with us.
At home with the family on the couch, watching on the big screen. We got an 11-month-old who actually started walking about literally when the game started. So that was pretty special. But yeah, it was lifelong supporter. Grew up in Shepparton, supporting the Shep United. And then when Stephen Tingo got drafted, that's when I sort of chose the D's. But just still can't believe it. It's unreal. And it's a long time coming and looking forward to hopefully some more success in the future.
Evan Baskin, what you've got for now. Good man. Ashley's in Berwick. Welcome, Ashley.
How's it going?
Very well.
Just absolute surreal feeling. I mean, I won't go on the backstory of the history of the supporter or anything like that, but during the game, just classic roller coaster, 20 up at the quarter. I turned to my wife and I said, "It's happening, we're on here." And then by half time, she looked at me and I'm sweating again. Like, and then moving into that, you know, Brayshaw takes that mark and then Petrarca from the pocket. Oh, just elated feeling, unreal, and just, oh, let's get it.
Even better than you imagined?
Oh, for real. My family, they're all Bulldog supporters. Like, Gary Lyon came to primary school, was a grade one. I came over to a girl from Melbourne. He said, all right. And I thought I was in for a good trip. And then just a lot of sorrow after that. And just, it's unreal. Words can't explain the feeling when you ride the lines that we've ridden. Some of the clubs are feeling that now, but yeah, absolutely surreal.
Beautiful, Ashley. Thank you. Paul sent me an email. I went for an early morning swim at Port Beach Fremantle on Sunday. There were thunderstorms about. I said to my wife, if I get struck by a bolt of lightning or taken by a great white, just know that I died a happy man. And David in Donvale's text through, my wife is a long-suffering D supporter. She woke on Sunday morning and I said to her, it's not just a dream, sweetheart. The smile on her face was utter gold and something I'll never forget. Congrats, D's. That's from David. Scott's in Box Hill South. Hello to you, Scott.
Oh, g'day, Jared. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try not to lose it here, but, you know, for me, it's footy's the tie that binds families. And, you know, my family, this means everything to us. And it's something we're going to cherish forever. And, yeah, it's the, as a six-year-old, thing of my father's shoulders at the Witten Oval in 87. I think I shed my first tears at the footy when Jimmy ran across the mark. I'm not ashamed to say it hasn't been the last, but you know, footy is one of the pillars of life, and I'm just so grateful to have been able to experience it. You know, we're just so hopeful that winning it in front of the fans in Melbourne, in front of the supporters who bleed red and blue, that's what drives the players, the coach, the club next year. So thank you so much for your coverage, Jared. I've welled up a few times over the last 48 hours. Your intro this morning did it to me again. So thanks very much.
Good stuff, Scott. It's great to share it with you. My pop got me to be a demon when I was a little boy. We've been through it all together the last 40 years. Unfortunately, Pop passed away 2 weeks ago. Just missed out on seeing the flag. But I wore his old red and blue beanie all day Saturday. I was in tears when Oliver kicked that last goal in the third quarter. Unbelievable. It's unreal. I've been collecting Wegg Knight Premiership posters for 20 years. Finally went to the local newsagent and picked up the poster I dreamt of all my life. Got emotional when I brought it into my house. Not sure I will be able to pin it up in the man cave. Trav from Ballarat. We spend our morning with the demon community. Bart in Parkville sent through, I went to the G yesterday. There were D supporters walking around everywhere, just soaking it up, taking photos with Jimmy and Norm. There was even an older gentleman handing out pennies from the premiership years. What a day. Graham in Redhill, 64 premiership, was 6 days before I was born. my entire life, third generation demon, became a grandfather for the first week of the finals. I'm a happy man. Nicholas is in Brisbane. Welcome, Nicholas.
Hey, G, good to talk again, mate. I'll be quick. It's a bit of a long one, but it all revolves around my wedding. So my groomsmen, two of them, one of them is a red leg dead. So I think Norwood, he supported back, mate. They might have the same sort of colours.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not that,
the
not
red
that
legs,
colour.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got that right. So he's been a red leg forever. He got me into the game. I'm a leaguey from Cairns, played cricket, and come down to Brizzy, and we go to the game all the time because his dad had box tickets and we used to suck free piss and just enjoy it all. Near the corner pocket, near the behind post. Anyway, mate, he's just over the moon. So I was in a thread with him and my other groomsman's sister, same thing, but she's the traditional Brighton's living, Chardonnay drinking supporter. So that's another part of it. Also, there's another friend who was in my female side, the bridesmaid of the party. Her best friend's a red leg as well. So her parents had the ability to quarantine in their holiday house in Tasmania,
right,
and then just fly over to the game. So I had all these degrees of separation from this. I felt like it was my premiership. I'm a cat up, but all these guys, and my wife sitting there watching, she knows that I follow for the Cats, and she's going, "How do you know all these people's names and what's going on and who's that?" I said, "Well, I've just been listening to these boys, and we have banter so much about it." So the degree of separation from my bridal party, I felt like it was half my cup as well, mate.
Good on you, Nicholas. Thanks for recounting that. Simon's in Mornington. Welcome, Simon.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Quick couple of anecdotes. I spoke to you last week about my preparation finishing the Red Fox.
Yes, yes.
And you professed to be a bit of a believer in the curse, Gerald. And I woke at 3 o'clock on Friday night, or Saturday morning before the game. Two numbers came to me, Gerald. First one was Norm Smith's death at the young age of 57.
Yep.
The last flag in 64. And they finish with a number finishing in 21, if you add them together. So I thought, that's a good omen. The other thing was, I've got a young godson, young George. His father barracks for Collingwood. His mother for South Melbourne. I presented him with a Melbourne jumper at his birth. He became a demon. He rang me when I spoke to him from the Port Ferry pub. He was in tears. He simply said, "We love you. You're making me a demon supporter." Spent the night with family and son. Just fabulous, Gerald.
Fabulous.
Promotion.
Good on you, Simon. Sometimes it's destiny. If you believe in curses, then there has to be destiny as well. And it was for the spiritual as well as for the analytical. Simon, lovely. Jim's in Bendigo. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Jared. I sent you a text last week. The caller before the break was exactly right. It's all about family. I was taken to the footy when I was three, about 1972, by my aunt. The thread is connected right through with my grandmother, who I used to go to the footy with. She started taking me to the footy to spend time with me. When I started playing footy, she kept going to the MCG, reserve seat in the Northern Stand, for another 25 years. She's no longer with us in person, but we still have her ashes. So we sat her on the sideboard as we watched the game on Saturday night with my two kids and my brother. And the tears flowed, I tell you. It was just magnificent. My two kids are in their 20s now, and they've just lived through the worst times. And just to see us win, it is all about family, it's all about emotion. And it, when we had that surge in the third quarter, it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just been a wonderful weekend.
Jim, perfectly put. Cameron texts through, "I've got four kids. The eldest is 12. I bought her a Melbourne jumpsuit and jacket before the pram, etc. Hasn't been easy keeping them all as D's fans. Saturday night made it all worth it." Richard's in Camberwell. Welcome, Richard.
Morning, Jared. I fear my comment might be irrelevant, but I've been swept up in the emotion this morning. I was the moron who rang up after the Geelong-Melbourne match with the split family and the guy that didn't get out and yell at the top of my lungs, "Go Demons."
Yes.
Mainly on your exhortations, I thought, why not? And I make apologies for anybody I might have offended at 8:08 on Saturday night. I was beside myself. Honestly, it was just incredible. the thing about this is that for anybody who's aged under 70, this is the first time they've had a flag. I have two brothers and our elder daughter are Melbourne fanatics and they have never experienced one. And for them, I'm so happy. The only slight problem is the fact that many years ago, I made references in a sentence which included Melbourne Football Club, premiership and tattoo. And I've been brought into account. So I'm going down to the local tattoo shop when it opens. God knows when that's going to be. I hope in about 10 years' time, and I'm going to get one.
Whereabouts?
A couple of my mates wanted it behind me, but it'll be on the inside of the ankle, I think.
Good on you, Richard. Do us a favour. When you get it, email a photo through to us, waitley@sen.com.au. We'll live this for months to come. Joel's in Eltham. Last one for now. Hello to you, Joel.
Oh, Gerald. I tell you, I don't quite have the words, mate. My first ever memory, I'm 38 years old, is Jimmy Steins running across the mark. First time I saw my old man cry. Been going to the footy ever since, sitting in my red seats. We saw Lion brought down by injuries. The Ox brought down with injuries. I remember coming down in the lift well before he was a commissioner and Gil McLaughlin saying to me, "What's it like to be a Demon supporter? You know, how bad is it?" I just remember telling him, "We'll come good, mate. We'll come good." And I tell you what, it's been hard. It's been long. You know, the Geelong game, 180 points. Unfortunately, I made that trip down the highway, one of the worst days of my life. I've got four children. Unfortunately, I've lost the eldest one to the Collingwood. The other three have stuck fat, despite the youngest crying many times, you know, wanting to be a Bulldog supporter, wanting to be anyone but Melbourne Dad, anyone, please. And me not relenting. And they've stuck fat. And Dennis, my old mate who used to come to the footy with me every day, was like a second father, unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. This is for you, Dennis. We did it, mate. We bloody did it. And, you know, you can't tell me it's not spiritual. You know, that 45 seconds is just pure magic.
Yep.
I held my nerve. I didn't cry up until bloody Gary walking up on the stage,
Yes. Handing
him the cup. I lost it. Yeah. I lost it, G.
That's great, Joel. That's great. It's great to hear from you. I knew this half hour would be reassuring on a sporting front. That's what it should mean. So a couple more texts and then we'll see how we go integrating some more calls as we go. 28 weeks pregnant, mad Melbourne MCC member, started the day with a stroll around the G and was back yesterday for a picnic at Yarra Park, was bawling when Mike Brady was singing "How's the Mighty Roar" at the empty G, had a baby jump on my stomach throughout the game. Got excited at one point and it fell off. Got an almighty kick at that point. Could swear future bub knew something special was happening. So happy. But that little bit bittersweet, we couldn't be there. And Broden, in a city located on historically firm ground, days before the dance, Melbourne registered a 5.9 Richter scale earthquake. Hell literally opened and up rose the demons. What an omen. Great set of messages to get us started. Your calls and thoughts as the drought comes to an end.